This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great, as always, to have you with us, gang. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it kind of feels like it's been a long week out there. So let's just get it behind us, shall we? We'll get going today with our weekly wrap of the 5 days gone by. Neela Richardson is in Washington. She is from Bloomberg Government. Cardiff Garcia is in New York. He is with the blog FT Alphaville. Hey, you guys.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so Neela, I don't mind telling you that I owe a bunch of people around here a bunch of beer because I bet them, and this is actually in emails somewhere, that Congress would not fix the debt limit until it really had to, like the end of the month. And yet, they made a deal, they got out of town. How did that happen?
Man, I would be buying people beers, too, if it makes you feel better. You know what? I think Congress is getting smarter.
You think?
I mean, they passed a budget, and they raised the debt ceiling, and they raised it to a date in March 2015 where the government expects to start collecting a lot of taxes because of the April 15th tax date. That pushes another debt ceiling date until mid of 2015. That's a smart move.
Cardiff, does this presage smarter things from the Congress, do you think, economically?
I don't know. I think this is one of those situations where, amazingly enough, the politically smart thing to do also happened to be the right thing to do, coincidentally. And think about what happened here. Something that normally makes Congress more dysfunctional, which is attaching conditions to raising the debt ceiling, in this case was itself dysfunctional. It didn't work. And the end result was that Congress was functional. So I always breathe a sigh of relief when this happens. But this was sort of a weird backwards channel way of doing it. So I'm not going to say that these showdowns are over. But, hey, let's be happy for it, right?
Or Cardiff a beer.
Well, that's right. That totally made my head spin, man. All right. We will move on now to Janet Yellen. She made her first appearance, Dr. Yellen did, in front of Congress as the chair of the Federal Reserve. Neela, first of all, just on style points, her performance, what'd you think?
You know, I thought she was a real economist talking about a real economy. Yeah. She didn't seem scripted to me. She is a labor economist, and it was apparent that she did care about the unemployment picture. There were some prizes for her, and she wasn't afraid to say where she was surprised, but she was also optimistic, and I think the markets liked her.
Cardiff, what do you think?
You know, I thought stylistically she was great and much more confident, for instance, than Ben Bernanke was when he first started his term. That said, you know, she didn't tip her hand that much. She actually said at one point, or many times actually, that there would be continuity between the Bernanke regime and her regime. But she also, as Neela said, really did emphasize that she considers attacking unemployment to be just as big a deal as keeping inflation tight. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how she does in her first meeting. But I think as openers go, this was pretty great.
Neela, about that first meeting, we're not thinking anything different, right? It's going to be steady as she goes, stay the course.
You know what? I think she has a few surprises in store.
No way, really? Do you?
Ben Bernanke was
radical
by circumstance.
Because you know I'm a betting man. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Her predecessor was radical because he had to be. These were really telling times. Yeah. Janet Yellen may be radical because she chooses to be, because she sees some problems that she really wants to focus on. And then she has this whole new dynamic in the Dodd-Frank regulation that she'll have to enforce for the first time. So we could get some surprises here.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Last thing, Cardiff, the weather. You guys are hip deep in snow, New York. I think there's another storm coming, by the way.
Yeah.
As the numbers for this quarter and this month start rolling out, are we going to see it? Are we going to see the weather in the numbers?
I think it's possible. This is actually something that we don't know a lot about. We only know the evidence that is very suggestive, not necessarily proved. I think the weather's almost certainly going to play a role. To the extent that it does, it'll probably be transitory. It'll just be a temporary thing. But the problem is that so far the numbers we've got haven't been great, and they've been showing up across a wide variety of industries and economic sectors. So I think there's a good reason to worry that the slowdown is actually more broad-based than just down to the weather.
You think?
I think so, too. I have to agree with that.
No, Neela, go ahead. You get the last word. You actually think so?
Yeah, I don't think. I'm too much of an economist to believe that the government isn't smart enough to adjust for seasonal factors. We've had winters for as long as I can remember, and they do this on a regular basis. I think a lot of this is economic slowdown because it is so broad-based.
Neela Richardson, Bloomberg Government in Washington. Cardiff Garcia, the blog at FT Alphaville. He was in New York. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kat.
All right, have a good weekend.